We are learning Masechta Shavuos, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph, four lines from the top, right, two dots. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Akiva enters the Rabbanon, says, oh, you're saying it all over Torah, you need kazayis? Here it's different. Here, he asked it himself with his own Dibur, and his own Dibur, he meant Kalshu. And he throws in the words, Amar Lahem, says, Heicha Matzinum B'medaber, maybe carbon. Where do you find someone says a Dibur? And it brings the carbon. Shazem Medaber, maybe carbon. So, Fetim Marakasha, okay, we understand Rabbi Akiva's reasoning. His reasoning is because that was Yadas. But the lashon that Rabbi Akiva uses that you never find Medaber, maybe carbon, it says, is that true? The Gemara asks, is that true? You never find someone with a Dibur brings a carbon. Someone who is Megadev, Chas V'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings the carbon. Carbon Chatas, you see, someone is Megadev, someone was Medaber, he still brings a carbon. So you see, it's such a thing as Medaber bringing carbon. And for the Gemara, Medaber Va'isa Karmina, that you don't find anywhere in Kol Torah Kula, besides for Shvua, that someone's Medaber and asks himself. And this is Vahim Medaber V'Chaytahu. By Megadev, it's not Medaber Va'isa, he doesn't ask himself a Dibur. He's in chayto adibur. That you find. You don't find medaber and oiser to be bring a carbon. That he makes iser on himself by talking. No, very nazir. A nazir is someone who becomes oser in wine and being metamel amesim through his dibur, through his words, and he brings a carbon. So my answer is there is not a carbon on the going against his words. There may be karbonoi. Something else. Maybe come on out the Bura communion. Our Mishnah saying that by Shua you bring carbon on your Dibur. Bahai, maybe carbon last the Ruile Chamra. There you just bring a carbon, so now come back mutter and wine. But you don't bring a carbon because of your Dibur. Because being over your Dibur. It's not the reason why you bring carbon. Bring a carbon to allow you with wine, huh?
If you drink wine,
you're in
the
Zeris, you
need the carbon
too. The carbon just to start the new Naziris. That's the Gemara says before. You bring carbon not because you drank wine. You bring carbon to restart the new Naziris. That's the reason you're bringing carbon. You don't bring a carbon, no, not for the chet of wine. No. There's a whole shot what the chet would be anyway, because maybe it's Ziratz, maybe the yayin, some machlekes grad, if there's any chet bechlav, I know. The reason why you bring carbon is to restart the new Naziris, that's why, or to be, if it's after Naziris Tahira, then he's out. Yeah. Zokta Gemara Vaita. I'm actually pretty sure that if someone, I have to remember Nazir, if you drink wine, you don't have to restart your Naziris. If you become tummy, you restart your Naziris. If you drink wine, I don't know if you restart your Naziris, well, bring carbon at all. I don't know if you bring carbon at all then, if you drink wine. Saying there's a lot, it's an Isser, but there's a lot for that. No carbon. So, Vahai may be carbon, lash the Ruye, Lechamra, who the Kamaisi. Right, the Gemara very hektish. Someone makes hektish. So there, it's clear. With your dibur, you ask for something. So the Gemara, I meant us la'atzmai, that with your dibur, you can ask something for yourself and no one else. That's the chiddush. Us la'atzmai kamina v'hai by hektish usa kolam kula. You ask it on the whole world. Kolam kula. Right, the Gemara very kanamois. I'm nedarim. If I'm nedarim, so the Gemara thought that you bring a carbon for nedarim. Because we thought that there's me'ila by Nadarm, which means they say, this kikar koinem alai, there's machloikis if there's me'ila or not. If there's me'ila, you bring a carbon. So Gemara says, Kasava, Rekiva Helds, ain't me'ila economics, no me'ila economics, no carbon by aneda. So basically, Gemara is saying, we don't find anywhere, and someone with his Dibra will asser himself something and bring a carbon on that Isser. And that was his lashon. And therefore he says, well, only find it by Shua. By Shua, he meant to say only a kolshu, he meant to say kolshu, and therefore Rekiva says, Ichayef a kolshu. Omarab, machloikis the rekiva and the rabbanon, machloikis v'stam. When you stam say, shvua, that I'm not going to eat something. So there's machloikis. According to rabbanon, it's a kazayis, because achil always means a kazayis. According to rekiva, it means a kolshu. Av mefarish, divrakob a kolshu. If you speak out, I'm making a shvua, that I'm not going to eat a kolshu, everyone agrees that you chay for a kolshu ready. My timer. Mefarish nami keber yudami. Mefarish, when you farish, you give it chashivos, just like a berry. You learned such a Gemara before already, that when you mefarish something, it's keberi dami, it has a chashivos. If it has a chashivos, so then it's the same milah as a kezayis. Hovar a kezayis is a chashivos, hovar a berry is a chashivos. When you speak it out, you're giving it chashivos, and you're giving it status that this calls you, and therefore you're chayef for that, if you're mefarish. Vom Rava, machloikis, the whole machloikis, Rabbanan Rav Akiva, is when you say b'shloi oichel, because the shayla, what the lashon oichel is. According to Rabbanan, saying oichel kol Torah kula means kezayis, but Rav Akiva says here it means kolshu. But zok Rava, aval b'shloi etoim, if he makes a shua, that he's not going to taste anything, Divri akar b'kalshu. Everyone agrees it's only b'kalshu. Frank tomorrow, pshita. Of course, he didn't say oicha. What's the havamina? Ma'od teimam litav nami kedam reinchi. Maybe you would say that a person uses lashon, come take a bite. It's the same thing like achila usually. So maybe it has the same din of achila. Kamash v'lon. No, that it's even a kalshu. So that's another chiddush of the Rava. So Rava says two qualifications. First of all, he says the whole thing is by stam, not by mefarish. And number two, he says that v'lo etam, everyone agrees it's a kalshu. A third qualification. Omar Papa. Machlekes b'shuos. The whole machlekes is by shuos. But when it comes to Nedarim, divri koil b'kalshu. Everyone agrees that when I say this should be awesome to me, but neder, even a kalshu is awesome. My time. Since you're not saying the word achila, it's like I said, clearly a kalshu, because they didn't say anything about achila, so there's no reason it should be a kazayas. Therefore, by kenomis, even a kalshu is chayiv. That's what Rapapa's bechadish. Meisvei, Meisvei, or Kasha, or Rapapa, that says that by kenomis, even chayiv, a kalshu. Meisvei, we look at the brayos like this. Shnei kenomis mitzdarfim. If you have two nedarim, then mitzdarif. If you ate a shir from both of them, it's mitzdarif. Shnei shavuos, ain't mitzdarifos. Two shavuos are not mitzdarif. Say, Pastor was talking about Hale Gabi Akarban, huh? What's your question?
What does it mean?
It means that if you have a half a gazayas from, you had one, both these kikars had a nether on it. Two kolish cakes had a nether on it, huh?
Independent
of
dharma.
We'll see. They both had a dharma on it. And you ate a half a gazayas for one kolish cake and another half a gazayas for another kolish cake. So it says in the starf to bring a carbon, let's say. Let's go to Yeshmi Ilo Vekonomis to bring a carbon. So it starf bring a carbon. It comes to Shtei Shvois, a mitzdarf is, then not mitzdarf. So now the question is, what's Pshat Mechlekes? We'll have to see. And then we'll see if it's a Kasha or a Papa. Shnei Konomis, mitzdarf, Shnei Shvois, then mitzdarf. Remei Oimer. Remei says, no, Konomis ke Shvois. Konomis like Shvois, they're both not mitzdarf. Now before we know Pshat and what the words are, the Gemara says, V'yisakadayit achayev b'koshu, if by neder yichayev b'koshu, what's the whole parish of mitzdarif? Obviously even the most smallest amount, yichayev, you don't need a tzirif. V'yisakadayit achayev b'koshu, lom li tzarif, why need a tzirif? So Gemara answers, the case over here was, d'oma achilo mezu elai koinim. He made a neder with a lashon achila. The whole reason why we said neder is a koshu, because he didn't say achila. Here's a case where you said achila. D'oma achilo mezu elai koinim, achilo mezu elai koinim. He said that this should be also by achila with another, and this should be also with achila by another. So therefore, you need a ksayis. So for Eitimara, if he said it like that, the yochei may mitzdarif. It's two separate nedarim. Why should mitzdarif? Soiv, zil lahakal like a shur, zil lahakal like a shur. He said on each kikar a lashon achila. If he said on each kikar a lashon achila, so you need ksayis each one. And for Eitimara, the oma achila mishteyim alai kainim. You said, you see these two kosher cakes? Achila mishteim alai koinim. He said, Lashon Achila. Therefore, it's mistarif the kazayis. Okay, now the problem is, why shvua is not then? The kavasei gabi shvua is doma shvua so echel mishteim. Am I in mitzdarif? And why is it not mitzdarif? Why is it not mitzdarif? There also should be mitzdarif. On Rav Pinchas, shani shvua is mitoich shechaluka is lechat hoyes ein mitzdarif hoyes. The case over here was, actually, that by shvua you said, Shvua shloichel mizu mizu. That was a lashon, not mishteim. It's the gaya because like this. The halacha is if you say shvua shloichel mizu mizu, and you ate the kazayis from each one, even though it was one helam, one forgetting, yichayiv two chatoyos. Why? Because it's considered two shvuos. Where you say I'm not going to eat shvua shloichel mizu mizu. It's considered two different shvuos. Like we'll see in the Gemara later on. In the Mishnah later on, that says someone makes a shvua shloichel pas one lashon shvua, but it says shvua shloichel pas chitim, pas seirim, pas kusmin. The halach is that you chayiv three chatoyis, considered three separate shvuas. So you see, when it comes to chatoyis by shvuas, it's considered three separate shvuas. So here also, when I say shloichel mezu, it's considered two different shvuas. Since it got a chata, so it's considered two different shvuas. So therefore, it's not mitzdar. Therefore, it's not a star. But by kainamois, by nedarim, the nachal lukois lashamis. Even if you hold yeshmi ila be kainamois, but if you eat from these two kikars, it's only one asham because there's one iser of nadir, one iser kachim here. It's not so much into your dibur. Your dibur just makes chalois on the chefza of kachim. So therefore, you have one because there's one chefza of kachim in front of you. Mashek and shvua, it's chal on you, on the gavra, on the person who made two different shvuas. So since the gabe Shvuos, yichayev two chatoyis, so therefore, it's clear it's two different things, so it's not mitzdarif. Masha enkein, so therefore, since each kikor would be chayiv mazu mazu. Each one would be chayiv different shua, so it can't be mitzdarif for one is for one one carbon. Masha enki when it comes to nedarim, since it's one iser, so therefore it could be mitzdarif. So there it says we say lashon achila. That's why you need by kenamais you need kezais lashon achila, and you said I'm not going to eat from both of them mazu mazu. But by shua, since it's cholik lechatoyos, therefore it's not mitzdarif. So what's Pshar Rameya then? Now we're back Shver, what's Pshar Rameya? Yaki, Rameya Imer, we never really said Pshar Rameya, but now be Shver, Yaki Rameya Imer, Kenomis Keshvois, Kenomis like Shvois, that they both are not Mitzdar. So Bishlam is Shvois, however, Chalukas Chatois, we understand why it's not Mitzdar, because it's Chaluk, two different Shvois. El Kenomis, am I alone? Why shouldn't Kenomis be, like, there's no Pshat? Why shouldn't Kenomis be Mitzdar? So Gemara says, "Epoch Ramei Omer Shvois a Kenomis." Let's start with Pinchas. Ramei says the opposite. He says Shvois is like Kenomis. They're both yes mitzdar. He doesn't hold the Rav Pinchas Svara that since it's you be chayv to chatoyis. Ramei says they both are shvua, both is a shvua, so they're mitzdar. I don't care that you punk could have been chayv to chatoyis, but if you're not in kedais both, then you chayv one chatos, and you could be mitzdar. So you don't hold the Rav Pinchas. He's saying everything is like Kenom. That's Losh Ramea. Which is Shver, to switch around Ramea's words. We had to make such a mistake that we had the opposite way, but that's the Gemara saying, Eber Ramea, I'm a Shvur, Kenomis. Ravina comes with a terrorist, and Taisa says that Ravina is coming to help out, that Ramea won't have to switch around his words. And but in order to get the whole Ravina's terrorist, you have to finish the Gemara. Ravina Amar, Ki Kama Rapapa. Now remember, this whole thing started as a kasha rapapa. Rapapa says that by kenomis is kosher. And the question was, here we have a whole braisa that discusses tziruf, discusses combining when it comes to nadar. What do you mean? Nadar doesn't need a kazayis. That was the kasha. So the first teretz was that we're talking about using lashon achila. Rapapa has different teretz. Rapapa, Ravina Amar, Ravina has different teretz, and pshan rapapa. Ravina Amar, kikama rapapa le'inya malkus. When did rapapa say that the zechi of kolshu is dafka and malchus, and this brisa is talking about carbon, and by carbon meilah, there's no din of kolshu. You always need a shava pruta. Rav Papa said, like having malchus by an adarim, is kolshu is chayiv very malchus. But having carbon, which carbon is it? Carbon meilah, right? Carbon meilah we know needs a shava pruta. So the Rav Avraham Ki Gamara Papa Liyamakas Ketan Yehili Ni Carbon Vinu Shavu Pruta Ni Shavu Pruta comes to Carbon Yila. So that's how Rav Papa is answering the Brayso. We still don't know exactly Pshat, but Pshat will be like this: that Shnei comes Mistarfin Le Carbon by Shvuah is not Mistarfin Carbon, and we have to see the Bira Machlekes. Ramea says Kenomis is Keshvois that it's not Mistarf. But before we get to explaining it, we have a problem. So it comes out what it was saying that the Brayso is referring to a carbon. That's what we need to share. So telling me now we have a Rabbana Ramea in this Brisa that it says there's a tziruf for carbon meila lemeimer savri Rabbana yesh meila bekenamais. You're gonna tell me Rabbana hold as meila bekenamais? It's not true. By the time we look at a Brisa, if someone says kikuzu hektish, someone says this kikuzu this karkish kikuzu hektish, but achla and he ate it or benhu ben chavera anyone who ate it maal you have meila because he said it's hektish. Lafikach, since it's hektish, yes, like pidyon. You can make pidyon on it. Anything that's hektish is enough kadosh to be toifis pidyon. Kikuzu alai hektish. Someone says this kikur is alai hektish. Now, my friend, who mal the chaver leimal lafikach in lepidyon. The rameir he has meila, but not his friend. But since it's not hektish mamish, so therefore in lo pidyon, it's not strong enough to make a pidyon. The rameir. So rameir holds there is meila by kenomis. The first case everyone agrees is hektish, but when he say they are alai hektish, that's a neder. And rameir holds there is Me'ila, but there's no pidyon. Divrei on top of Beis v'chama imrim beinu bein chaver lemal. Both of them agree. Both case beinu bein chaver. In this case, where you just said this thing is a neder only on him. Both him and his friend loy ma'al. Chama says there's no me'ila by kenomis. There's no me'ila by kenomis. So what's the kasha? We just finished saying the Ravina says pshat and the Brisa says to talk about carbon and that's where you need tziruv. What do you mean? Rabban don't hold of me'ila. What does it mean, tziruv for carbon? It doesn't hold of me'ila b'kenomis. So Gemara says, okay, we'll switch around the Brisa and the Darim and epach echazav echazav loy ma'al lefi she'en me'ila b'kenomis divrei Rav Meir v'chamayimrim hu ma'al v'chaver loy ma'al. So Chama do hold me'ila. And we're saying Rav Meir does not hold me'ila. Okay, but now it's Rav Shalom Rav Meir. Remember, in Mechalik's Ramei and Rabbanon.
Why in the first case when you said Stam,
that's hektish. That's hektish. Hektish is Mila. That was regular hektish. Kikuzu hektish is regular hektish. Classic hektesh. Here it wasn't hektesh. You can't make hektesh only yourself, not everyone else. That's why it's not hektesh. First case is classic hektesh. So we're saying, that's not kenomis, that's hektesh. So here we're saying, aim me'ila b'kenomis. We're saying, who holds aim me'ila b'kenomis? Rameir. And chomom yemi, now, shalom chomom is like this. Nedarim shnei kenomis mitstarfim. Shvois aim mitstarfis. And we can learn it's pshat is like, the Gemara said four like Rav Pinchas, because chalukas l'chatayis, and everything is good. The problem is, what does Rameir say back? Rameir says that kenomis is k'shvois. That's what he says. What do you mean? He doesn't hold of me'ila at all. What do you mean kenomis k'shvois? That's not mitstarf. You don't need tzirif. Yachir Rameir, aim kenomis k'shvois, elam. Kenomois, it's through for Yidlam and Starfi. It's not Mitzdarf. Hameila Isbu, it has Meila. Omrameya, we're saying Abshir Omrameya holds, Aim Meila Kenomois Klal. He doesn't hold Meila at all. We're saying that when we switched around the Brides in the Dharm, we said he holds Aim Meila Kenomois at all. So I think tomorrow, Ledevrayim, the Rabbanon, Kamalu. He's going, Ledevrayim, the Rabbanon. Lididi, he says like this. Feed me, the whole thing doesn't need Tziruf. Why? Because we don't bring Karman anyway. Lididi, Aim Meila Kenomois. Klal. Lidhu, you Rabbanon hold the Ismail of Economist, and he's saying there's a difference between Nedarim and Shvois, Lidichu, Oideli Mios, you should imagine to me that Kenomis is Keshvois. That Kenomis is like Shvois, that it's not Mitzdarf. Kenomis is like Shvois, that's not Mitzdarf. Because now we're learning, where Mashal learns, is there a mayor holds that every Kikar is considered Issa Pnei Atzmai, Sai Neda Sai Shvua, and it's not Mitzdarf. But the Rabbanon hold, Rabbanon Shvuah is Ikad Rapinchas, Kenomis like Rapinchas. Rabbanon hold that it is, they are the same thing, but Shvuah, you have the chilik, this difference of Rabbi Pinchas, because it says this is the difference in the Chatayas, so it's not Mitzdarf. But Kenomis like Rapinchas. So it comes out like that, we're keeping the Girsa intact, but it happens to be, there's another thing that's a little bit shver, that Rameir really holds no Meila at all. So Rameir gets a Vavis Machlaikis, but it's not for his own sake, because for him there's no carbon anyway, so it's not negated the whole din at Tziruf. Tziruf is not a geir. Like Malk is chayav kolshu, and carbon yinav chayav. It's not a geir tziruf. But he heard the Rabbanan saying that kenomois are mitzdarf, but shvua is not mitzdarf. So he says, Rami says to Rabbanan, what are you talking about? They're both not mitzdarf. They're two separate things. They're two separate nedarim, two separate shvuas. That Rabbanan answer, no, they're all the same thing. They're all the same iser. And the only reason I'm saying by shvua is not mitzdarf is because there's a chilik in the chatoyis. You bring two chatoyis from mezu, bring two chatoyis. And by Nedarim, you bring only one carbon mila. So therefore, that was the shock of tariff to Rameya and Rabbanon. So if he's there, you're keeping the gears of Kenomis Keshvuos, but you have to say, well, the Vrayim and Rabbanon come out. That's one of the problems here. And we're saying there are Papa only said as Allah, Gabi Malkus, not Gabi Carbon, because carbon mila is Shah Bruto, and that's what we're answering the Kasha on Rapapa.